Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Guys, welcome back to the B-List. I am B, and I'm joined by my really good friend here, Jordan Highsmith.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here.
It's our first time here, but not our first time, like, we're doing this the entire pandemic.
Yes, when house party was still a thing. Yes.
We were lit. We were talking, like, every single day. It was me, you, Jay, just all of the people, and we were every single day, every day.
Yes, and drinking a lot.
Drinking a whole lot, bitch.
Drinking a whole lot.
Those are those early days when I was like, how much am I going to be drinking? Like, this can't be.
I was buying boxes of wine because it's easier for me to do that than to buy several bottles, obviously.
And you were buying like tons of fish too at one point, weren't you?
I was like, I'm going to learn how to make all of these different foods. And I learned how to make ribs really well. And like, I was like,
that's right.
Meat. It was a lot. And I was like, I'm going to start to garden.
The other day I was like, my oven hasn't been working. And it was like fucked up. So then my landlord called someone in and it took like 24 to 48 hours or whatever. And he finally came in. The motherfucker was just unplugged from the wall. I'm so busy though. I don't have time to like check.
I don't have time to check plugs.
I was like checking the pilot light and all this shit. I don't even think there is a pilot light, but I was checking everything. And then finally he comes in. He's like,
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, it is embarrassing, but whatever.
Any kind of like electronic situation with the home, I don't trust myself. I know I'll start a fire. So I feel like it's the professional.
And I feel like it's one of those things that's like, it's okay to not get it right if you're a New Yorker. Like if you lived in like Idaho, you better fucking.
But I'm like, everybody has a super. My super knows how to do those things.
Right. Yeah. Like, come on.
Like, I don't need to learn that.
Before we get into everything, everyone who did go, and I met some of you guys there, thank you for coming to press conference with no press. Housewives reading?
Oh my God. I wish I could have made it. I was like so mad that I couldn't make it. But
it was good.
It's iconic. It's one of my favorite scenes ever.
I'm not even gonna lie. Like, I had a couple drinks before and I missed one of the lines. The girl next to me had to nudge me and I was like, but that's what Ashley would have done. Yeah. I had a Corona.
Of course, you were summoning the spirit of Ashley.
Yeah. Yes. It's funny because like they asked me to do it and I was like, I said yes immediately. But then afterwards I said, wait, who am I playing? But I would have said yes regardless. But when I think about it, the only person that I could have played would be Ashley. There's no way.
There's no way you've played anyone else. I mean, I feel like maybe Giselle, would have been a moment.
Maybe
Giselle would have been a moment.
I feel like Robin, like, more.
I could see that. Yeah, I could see that.
Or too. Katie Roast.
Which, yes. That's yes. an absolute.
But I am the most
the shaking
Ashley.
Go wigs. Yes.
Yes. It was great though. It was like literally just an entire cast of just Black women and then me.
Just no, like, that's really how it should be.
Yeah.
As it should.
Yeah.
I actually was like rewatching Potomac from season one.
Yeah.
Those early seasons were so good.
Herstory.
Yeah. Yes.
It's really difficult with a show like that to pick a favorite season because they all are just like, so they get better and better and better, but none of them are bad. They all hit.
Yeah.
It's just for different reasons. Like I liked when Monique first showed up and she was rapping at the tea place yes. and they didn't know what to do.
And she's like, I have four homes.
I have four homes. Oh, you don't have a home?
Four homes.
Yeah.
Four homes.
I love her so much. I don't think she'll ever come back.
I don't think so either. I think that she got played and I think that they overhyped yeah. the whole situation because
yeah,
on
sure.
all the other on like Jersey and stuff when they get into physical
they be fighting
their families are fighting like mother-in-laws are fighting scrambling yes. getting yes. tar all over their shirts at a
yes.
getaway in upstate New York so
yeah.
it was really not that bad but I also did rewatch the reunion where she had the binder and it literally just like fills my soul.
Yeah.
Every
you know
time I watch it.
Andy hates when people bring receipts, but I thought that was one instance where it hit. Like she had a binder with tabs. I'm like, if yes. you're going to bring receipts, do that.
Very Libra move of her.
Yeah.
A very Libra
yes,
move.
Very much so.
Yes, very much so.
You know what's especially interesting? She was actually invited to be in Girls Trip too.
Really?
And turned it down. Yeah.
Really?
That's
I feel like when
tea.
She went to that
because she's
reunion,
an ex-wife.
Exactly. I feel like if she would have gone to, I feel like she went to that reunion with the knowledge that she was like, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. And that's why she kind of like came in
yeah.
hot.
Yeah. Yeah. She was
and
over
that's
it.
Also why Chris came in super hot.
Yeah. I mean, he was, yeah. I don't really like Chris though. I never really did. He gives me,
I don't like Chris either.
He uses F slur for sure.
For sure. He's
yes,
definitely
yeah.
misogynistic.
Yes.
I don't like him whatsoever. He like just wants her to like have sex with him and take care of the kids. Like
there was one time where they filmed her doing laundry and she was held up a pair of his boxers.
Yes.
And it was the size of my flat screen TV. Fuck
yes.
out of here. I don't care how big I don't care. That's so
no,
gross.
No,
no.
That's too much.
No,
that's
too much.
It's too much. Oof. They shouldn't even make it that size. No, thank you. No, thank you.
King Curtis, though. Do you
yes.
watch Married to Medicine?
So I don't watch Married to Medicine, but I did hear that Phaedra's going to be on the next, like the upcoming
okay, yeah.
season because
yeah,
she's dating a doctor.
Yeah.
So I would be interested because I do miss Phaedra is master reading.
Yeah.
And
yeah. she actually reads. Marlo
yes.
just is rude.
Yes.
Marlo is the Black Ramona Singer. And they don't realize it. She's just rude. It's a difference.
Yes.
It's not reading. Reading is
yes.
like an art. Like
it's an art.
A true read, the person won't even realize they're being read until 2 days later.
Exactly. And
when they pull out a dictionary. And then you know what I'm saying? Like
I love her. So I would be willing to watch Married to Medicine after
yeah.
she joins for sure.
I'll watch it. I don't watch it at all. But I was just saying because Jonathan always talks about it. So.
Mm. I don't watch that one. I just right now I've been watching obviously Miami because it's
we'll get
that
to there.
Girl.
We'll get there.
But
they're the girlies.
They're girlies. Obsessed.
Yes. Yes. If you don't like it, then you just hate fun. Like I can
yes.
tell it's a personality flaw at this point. Like if you don't yes. like, find something to like about that show. And it's not hard because everything
no.
hits. The fashions,
yes.
the
yes.
tacky, the music,
yes.
the speed.
The Miami accent.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I love it so much. Especially
yeah.
like you can hear like their accents go away when they're not around each other
yes.
because they're all like Miami girls as soon as they get yes. It goes in as soon as they get together.
It's so good. Oh, but I didn't finish. Thank you guys for coming. If you did come to the press conference, no press. I really appreciate it. It was for a really great cause for the girls, which is a great charity. Look it up, guys. To care about Meghan Markle and Prince Henry. Is it Prince Henry? Harry? It's Harry, right?
It's Prince Harry.
I clearly don't give a fuck. I don't know anything about these people, but all I know is that they talk so much.
So I don't give a shit about them because I don't care about the royals because I just don't care.
I live in America. We have our own problems.
I live in America. Yeah, I've got other things to worry about. But I did hear some of like the audio from him reading the book, and it's disturbing. The way that he talks about like his, he calls his penis like a tabernacle or something like that is unsettling for me.
I mean, I would still hit. I would still hit.
Oh, no, no.
You don't think so?
No, thank
he
you.
He used to be cute.
I feel like he's better looking now than he was when he was a teenager. I think him and William slowly switched sides of who was the more attractive one.
Well, they definitely don't got the same daddy.
Well, the older William gets, the more he looks like his trifling ass ugly daddy. So,
act like him too.
Yes, terrible. Terrible. No, no thank Mm-mm. you. He was like, as soon as his granny died, he was like, publish the book.
It's so fucking true. It's so true. I didn't think about that. Oh, wow.
As soon as she died.
Press send. Yes. Oh, my God.
Let me talk about how much I hate my stepmother.
Speaking of old royals, Madonna tickets just went on sale this week. I ain't even bother looking because I know this bitch is about to charge us something obscene. The ticket prices are too damn high lately.
The ticket prices are going to be insane. Also, she's horrifying. Her TikToks are what my nightmares are made of. Absolutely horrifying. She has one of the top five worst BBLs I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, top five? Who's number one? Erica Mena is pretty bad.
Erica Mena is really bad. Like, as soon as she sits, it migrates.
Oof.
And it don't look comfortable. It don't even look comfortable.
But, okay, so here's the thing, though. Sometimes people will have a botched BBL, but it could work for who they are. Like, K. Michelle had a botched BBL, but, like, it hit because she's funny and, like, it just she made it work. And
she made it work.
Yeah.
She made it work. I would say Kim had a really bad BBL before she got rid of it, and because it literally was like the movie Ant. And I would say also that whole family has terrible BBLs, but I think that Madonna's is the most unsettling for me. I think because it's more it's very unsettling for me to really think about the fact that her and Angela Bassett were born on the same exact day.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
Angela Bassett is what, 58?
I think no, they're in their 60s, I think.
Really? Oh, wow. That's crazy.
They're in their 60s. Oh, wow. I think they're like 68 or 69 or something like
that. Oh, my God.
And they're the same exact age. Horrifying.
Mm.
Absolutely.
I was just looking at Angela Bassett the other day. I love her so much. I ran across the TikTok where they were recreating the running scene through the hotel. Iconic. I was like, can I do this for Halloween and not be offensive? Because I don't want to, like, you know, jest
I feel like
about.
It's so hard for that one.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
God, it's so good. That white suit. Ugh.
That white suit when she just like shakes it off. So good. I love me some Angela Bassett. Love.
Absolutely. I need to rewatch Waiting to Excel because I just watched the Whitney movie and they covered some of her.
My mother would always quote the monologue that she has when she's burning his clothes as I was growing up.
I was your white woman for 11 get your shit and get out. I was your white bitch for 11 years, motherfucker. Get your shit. Not today, Sabine. What's her name? Is it
you the motherfucking improper influence.
And then the other scene is where she's making her cut her hair. She's like, can't believe you're gonna make me cut your hair. He's like, just cut it. Just give me, god damn it, just give me the scissors. I'll do it myself. You guys have to watch Waiting to Excel. It is such an iconic film.
That's
a good man, George Savannah.
Savannah, he's a good man.
Good man.
Man, he's married.
That is so toxic. Her mom was trying to, her mom was trying to talk her into being with the married man.
Her mom was an OG hoe. That's why.
They were all having affairs with, except for Loretta Devine, my favorite.
Loretta was not. She was just trying to feed her man. She's like, I got peach cobbler. She was just trying to really take care of him. I love her so much.
Love her so much. I took a quiz online one day and it told me I was her.
I got Savannah. So like, it's supposed to be.
Oh shit. That's pick me. Wow. Okay. Oh shit.
No,
I would have to fight the computer. What the? You bring that shit to the Apple store. They're like, what happened? They said I was fucking Savannah. Yeah.
Like she, I because the move, all the characters are supposed to be like the signs. So it's like an air sign,
that's
fire
true.
Sign.
I forgot about that.
Water signs, and I'm an air sign, and Savannah is an air, is like air. It, so that's why I got Savannah. I think it's Loretta Devine.
Yeah, I'm a water sign.
And then so. Angela's fire, and then what you call it? What is her name? Layla Rashan.
Yes.
Earth. Yes.
You, what did he say when he's standing on the lawn? You raggedy bitch.
You raggedy bitch. She's like, what's your leather wearing in the summertime ass? Get out of my house.
You guys, this, go watch this movie, you guys. Oh my God. It's so fucking good. It's Whitney Houston so is amazing. Good.
She's gorgeous. Yes. And yeah. Also very amazing. It's one of my favorite performances of hers.
Not a great performance was, did you see this is a Kill Bill video?
I haven't watched it. I heard, I also haven't listened to the album, but I what? Heard.
Oh my God.
I know. I haven't been like in my sad girl
yeah.
space. You know, I do love sad girl music. But
well, me and Jonathan were talking about it. It's giving pick me. It's giving side bitch. But
she
but,
always gives side bitch. She's always the, been side bitch. That's the what vibe. It is. That's the SZA vibe. That's what
me
she
and
does.
Jonathan were talking about it because I'll be listening to it and it just goes over my head. But Jonathan's listening to it and he's like, uh-huh, vibe. And he's like, oh, I know she ain't talking about me though. That ain't got nothing to do with me. It's not about I miss this man. Give me a call. I miss you. No. What the fuck, you know?
No. Who, me? No.
No.
Back on the BBLs, SZA has what? A really great BBL.
Great everything.
Great. She's,
yes.
Great.
She does something special, though. It's like, I don't...
She's had, like, the perfect amount of, like, little retouches. She
but
really
I feel like
right.
She doesn't even be running around. Like, she literally just gets no. her work and then just goes lay in the bed and eat and just yes. gets, like, cool sculpting. Because the and, way her yes. body is set up...
Yes. Yes. And then also she'll just mysteriously show up to award shows in wheelchairs and say she broke her foot. But we all know SZA is known for lying. Like she
yes,
lies. Like
she's a fucking so liar.
She's a natural born liar. She's a scammer. She had a whole story about how she had freckles growing up and got bullied. She doesn't have freckles.
Have freckles. She controls them all. She said she hates birthday cake. People posted photos of her with a ton of birthday cakes eating them. It's
she
insane.
Said she doesn't own a TV. And then she did a video of her home and she had four.
That's more than most average households. What the fuck, bitch?
Like, what are you? You're just lying to lie. I honestly
it's
appreciate it.
The year
it.
Of the liar. It really is. It's her, George it. Santos.
Yes.
We're going to get to Oof. Him.
Oh, God.
Did you see the Scream trailer?
I did.
I'm hyped.
I saw that. I'm hyped. I like Jenna Ortega. I think she's yes. a really great, like, Scream queen. And yeah. I love her in X, and I love her in the other Scream movie. I don't understand that wig they put on my girl, Hayden yeah. Panettiere. They played her because they really could have better by her.
I have a feeling, though. I think she's, like, filmed side by side with Gail Weathers in the movie. And I get the vibe that it's giving news anchor. She has news anchor hair. Mm. And I feel like maybe she's like doing something with like the news. Cause you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Why else would she look like that? I don't know.
That's true. I guess we'll find out or when they do like another trailer showing more.
But to be fair, they did her hair fucked up the first time she was around too.
That's true. That little like that yeah, mom that has a, yes, the pixie with, you definitely have kids named Jaden and Kaden. I don't know what they were doing.
Definitely that she got a black baby daddy. Oh my God.
You definitely got a black
definitely.
Baby daddy.
I'm hyped. It looks really good though.
It looks good. I liked the last one too. Like I thought the last yes. one was good too. I watched it on a flight and I wasn't like anticipating like the big yeah. whatever. I don't want to ruin it for someone if they haven't seen it yet. And I cried.
You cried?
Yes. I was like so moved. I was so sad. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a sensitive little baby.
With the new one, I feel like it's based on the Friday the 13th Jason Takes Manhattan.
That's exactly what it feels like. Exactly. Yeah. Which
it's
I'm
like a
into.
Nod to that. Yeah.
I feel like it is. I feel like they're going to be, because Wes has passed at this point, I think they're going to be giving yes. more of those kind of Easter eggs in the Scream series where like just like giving, because in the very first one, they do a nod to Freddy Krueger. And then, because it's him as the mm-hmm. janitor with, like, the red yeah. striped sweater. And I feel like that all of that stuff is really going to keep coming in and out throughout the storytelling. Which for I think sure. is really interesting, because personally, Freddy Krueger is one of my favorite horror movie villains. So.
I liked him for a short period of time, but I think longevity-wise, it's Jason for me. Jason has more good films. Freddy had, like, really good ones, but in a shorter span.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally. I think that with Jason, I think that he's more of, like, empathetic character, because before when he was human, he was a kid. And like a good person, whereas Freddy Krueger was
literally pedophile.
Literally a pedophile who killed children.
Yeah.
So there's no, like, you don't feel bad for him at all. With Jason, you're like, okay, you feel bad for him. He's like not really even like mentally there. It's kind of like just like this zombie that's driven by violence in this one space, revenge in this one space. But I will say that Freddy, I think like the actor who plays Freddy, I think is really great. And then also I think that Freddy has like more fun, like one-liners and stuff.
That's true. He's like tacky 80s. It's fun.
Exactly. It's like campy sometimes as well too, which I really like.
Speaking of campy, tonight this gay reality show is supposed to premiere. I'm sure you've seen the shit about that. Girl! Jordan! Look here! Jordan!
I just can't.
Did you see the comments? They were tearing this shit up.
Crazy. But also, gay people. Why would you ever do... I hate Todrick personally, because
everybody does.
I just don't understand why Brad, who is respected stylist, why he would sign up. I just am so... The why is what I don't get.
I feel like the only possible explanation is that when you sign up for something like this, maybe they don't tell you everybody that's involved. I don't know. I feel like they would have to, though, because you would know.
Especially for Brad, because he's a public person. And
I would be like, who else is on this?
Yeah, I would be curious as to, like, what am I signing on for and, like, who am I going to be associated with?
Yeah. Well, it's all trash. Well, I don't know these people personally, you guys, but I'm just like, I'm sorry. I'm so sick of this. Every time we have an opportunity to do something really cool with this kind of format, which I do think that it can exist. People were saying that like, oh, gay people just don't want to see other gay people win. That's not it.
No, want quality.
Women have the same shit. The reason that we're Housewives last is because it's quality trash people. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, this is like boring people trying to make interesting television. Get interesting gays on there. I know tons of gays. Ira Madison, sign up for it tomorrow.
Yes.
You and I, no, between us, at least like 20 gays, that would have been so much better. So much funnier and so much more entertaining to watch and would have like interesting stories. Yeah.
I just don't really understand it because Brad wasn't interesting to watch when he was on the Rachel Zoe show.
That's and what
he was
I'm only saying.
He only had like very small bits because he was an assistant. So like, are you supposed to be carrying the show?
Yeah.
Like, cause
and it's
that,
not giving Messy Queen.
Like, no.
Not in a way that I need it. I need it to be. Because they said that they fired some OnlyFans gay because nobody would film with them. I'm like, you better fucking fight with him.
Yes, that's interesting. I want to know what he does.
Yeah, I'd like bring him.
He's got
brunch.
Good story. Gimps, let me hear what you gotta say.
You know, one of y'all gotta fuck him. So then we can have all the shit and we can talk about. I want the mess.
Yes.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be all mess, but we need like levels. It doesn't need to be like heteronormative, trying to protect our brand and not be associated with types of gays. I'm like, no. Y'all better give me somebody who is like. What's his name? Chas and Buttigieg? that little boring theater gay one who's married to Pete. And then I want like over here, I want every color of the rainbow.
Yes, because you need like some like dynamics. You need people to be able to like ebb and flow like personality-wise with each other.
Perfect example. This is why Miami works. You have
exactly,
Dr. Nicole,
I was gonna say the same shit. Yes.
And you have Larsa over
you
here.
You already know how we feel.
And then it's like you have the, you know what I mean? And it's like the conversation.
And then you have the Russian model, like she farmed, she brought her pet goat to the beach. I'm not really sure what's going on there. She's like, I don't do Botox. It's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, look at Potomac, even just on paper. If I had to describe Potomac to you without saying what show it is, a grand dame of a suburb of Potomac, an ex-stripper who runs a chiropractic business chain.
A chiropractic chain, which sounds like a scam, but keep going.
Two beauty pageant queens, one who's married to a creepy gay man who's constantly being like sued for sexual harassment, and the other is who's married to a white man with a brown dick pink head, right? Okay.
I don't want
it's
that.
Just like
no.
Like it makes no sense, but it just makes
sense. It makes sense. It just makes sense. Like
casting is an art.
It really is. And I feel like if they were to like go into, say, Manhattan and then find a group of actual friends for a show like this instead of whatever the fuck that show is, I think that could have worked because I do think that there's so many pockets of friends that are funny and fun and social and they're actually entertaining to to see and like watch and like learn about their lives. And they don't have to be in entertainment. They could be, you know, working in marketing and like they just have like a creative job or something. And I just feel like they were so concerned with casting people who were like in the industry that they just put together like a hodge of people.
And also just as a city, and I don't mean to shit on like LA as a city, but really typically like it seems like what they're going to try to do is kind of play up like a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills kind of thing. When really we all know that the people that this show should be for is like a New York, like Real Housewives of New York has a completely different fan base than Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We don't care about the fancy, crazy shit. Actually, if you're broke, it's funnier and be funny. Yeah. And just like, we like a broke bitch who is delusional, you know? Yes. Like
I love a delusional broke bitch. Yes. I love a delusional bitch. Yes. Don't give her money. It ruins it.
Y'all better keep this budget down.
Keep it down. Keep her broke. We need the desperation. So...
Yeah. Good luck or whatever, you guys. I don't know. I guess I'm going to get on Twitter after this and see what they're saying.
I saw someone said that they want to know what it's without giving it any rating. So I don't know.
I saw that. I'm just going to go check on, Twitter because I know that the loudest bitches will always be saying something. Yeah. So
I'm sure something's going to like some clips are going to show up on Twitter and then you can watch it that way. And then it's going to be terrible. It's going to be absolutely terrible.
Todrick is better than me. I saw the comment section. I'm different. I don't care what the network tells me to do. I'll be in the comment section fighting with y'all. If that was me, I'm on a show like that, and you bitches are ever in the comment section. Oh, no. One thing about me, I fight. So say what you want in the comment section. I'm literally going to DM each and every one of you and be like, drop your location. drop a pen.
Hurt your feelings. I'm about to hurt your feelings.
That's why I couldn't be on a show like that. I would have to be fighting.
I couldn't be on a show like that or like any type of situation like that because people talk about people crazy.
Yeah.
And I have a slick mouth, and it wouldn't work. It wouldn't
work. Were there kids?
Yes.
And I have Stevie here. If you say anything about my dog, then it's on. And like, I'm literally putting on my shoes, getting on the train. Like, I don't care where I have to go.
Going all the way to the Bronx just to fight Joe ass.
Yes. Speaking of fraudulent queens, George Santos. Today, every day it's something new, but today the video came out. You saw the photos and all that.
I saw the photos and then I saw a clip of the video. And then I also saw him tweet that people are starting rumors that I'm a drag, that I did drag. It's like, babe, it's not a rumor, there's video. And then
there's
also,
literally video. Girl, that is so clearly you.
Yes, it's clearly you.
You have like, a problem if you're lying this much. Like, it's crazy. Girl, just own it at this point. You won't even get...
Do you know
like,
how psychotic you have to be to say that your mother died in 9/11?
I can't.
You lying on your mama?
That is so crazy. Yeah.
That's insane. And then I also saw like on like Good Morning America or something like that, his former roommate when he was
I posted that
Queens,
today.
Yeah, yeah. Said that he just wanted to be famous for elected to Congress just so he could have health care for life and a pension.
I don't think that it's for life if you only do two. I think you have to do like a certain number of years and then retire.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
But I think his plan was maybe to like, really thought that out. I don't think he doesn't really strike me as the kind of guy that thinks things through. So
I don't think so either. He doesn't think that we realize that that's him in draft.
I wish God I run into him on the street. I want to run for the house so fucking bad. You don't even know. Ooh. I want to run to because the mess, like, I want to just be sitting on the floor when all this stuff happens and I want to be like,
Just eating popcorn, and then catch him outside of the temple.
But then catch him in the chamber afterwards. Hey, so what's up? What'd you vote on that bill?
You can't be fist fighting in Congress.
Outside the chamber.
You can't be running up on people.
Why not? They were pooping in the halls of the Congress. Oh, when they did that, when they did the insurrection thing.
You're right. They're smearing it on the wall.
They're smearing it on the wall and jumping on the statues. And they had the old bitch with the flag.
Yeah, the old lady who looked like
Antifa. They called her Antifa.
I don't think she knew where she was. She got a little lost.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But she just looked lost.
I hope they got her ass. I want her ass in jail.
I'm sure they won't.
Yeah.
They ain't gonna like lock her old ass up. They don't lock up old white ladies.
Look up Martha Stewart, they got.
That's because it's tax evasion. America don't pay that money. <It's true.
laughs> Oh my God. Yeah, I mean, at this point, if you guys don't know who George Santos is, I don't know. Good. I'm actually jealous.
Yeah, so. I'm jealous. I'm trying to know less.
Yeah, I know. Starting this year off knowing entirely too much about a lot of y'all motherfuckers. Like, it's...
Yes. Yeah. I need to know less.
Yeah.
I need you to stop sharing. I need to be dumb and hot. That's really where the joy comes from. I'm not trying to know anything else.
I'm not doing myself any favors. You know, I'm really nosy. So I start Googling shit and then I get in a Google hole.
I'm the nosiest bitch ever. Yes.
So
I'm nosy. I want to know what happened with you and your stepdaddy. Why don't y'all talk anymore? I will deep dive on a Facebook thread for people. I don't know anybody involved in the conversation, but I need to know. What the fuck just happened? Why is it 75 responses for this thread? I need to know.
Oh, shit. He took down all his photos with his boyfriend. Oh, wow. No, I just went to his Instagram and all the photos were down. I'm not talking about anyone specific. I'm saying it as an instance. I'm not saying George.
Yeah. Oh,
this is me, though. I'm like, and then I'm DMing you. I'm like, they just took down all their fucking photos. And then I go back through every.
I am nosy.
I'm nosy.
I need especially to know when I'm everything. Bored. Yes. I need to know everything. I'm going to Google everything. I'm going to look up your Wikipedia. I'm going to look over who cheated on your wife. Yeah, I need to know
everything. Yeah, that's Larsa. That's Larsa. That
is, no, but Larsa be throwing things out that don't even actually happen.
That's true. It's true. It's true. She just
I heard. What do you mean you heard?
It's so hard with her.
I like her, though. I like that she's like a bomb waiting to happen.
I do, too. Oh, I do, too. I love everyone on that show. But we'll get... First things first, Party City, going bankrupt. I don't know. I don't really care at all.
I feel like as a kid, I didn't really even go there because I always had to make my own costumes because I thought that was more
fun. And it was always expensive. It's actually always been more expensive than the other places, right? So it's not really...
Yeah, it was always really expensive. So it wasn't really a thing for me. I was really sad when Blockbuster went under, but like this isn't something that's like really like nostalgic for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would say. Like,
if you care.
Wendy,
if you care, if you care about this place, all right, Norman, Susan, next. Pink Sauce has made it to the shelves of Walmart. They sell poison at Walmart.
That is
so the work of the devil.
Yes, that is diabolical.
But everybody in the comments was like, y'all tried to keep a black woman down. It's not about her.
She's trying to give y'all botulism. She's trying to give y'all botulism.
She didn't know what the FDA was. She said she was, I hate y'all. She said that she was, her excuse was like, they were like, girl, this is not, they said, girl, this is not even FDA approved. She said, no, it's still being tested in the lab, though. And it's like, girl, you are selling it to people. What you mean it's still being tested?
You selling hot dairy pink sauce.
I hate y'all. I hate y'all. Y'all deserve. Let me tell
you something. I don't want to see everybody win. And that's the bitch that I don't want to see win.
But you know what? I don't want to see everybody. I'm a realist. Because you know what Whitney Houston said in Exhale? Shoop, shoop. Yes. For every win, someone must fail. There becomes a point when you exhale.
Yes. Yep. And she needs to fail.
It's so fucking true.
Yes. How are you just mixing ranch with pink coloring and then shipping it in a dry ass box?
And then every single bottle is a different color. I hate y'all. I really do. For letting this woman continue.
Lock her ass. Lock her up.
I'm so mad too, because it's like, it would be so easy for us to just team up and do something like this. Like, what were we doing during this time?
I could have been scamming too.
We were sent on house party, not doing PPP loans.
No. And not enough people went to jail for me. I feel like too many people got away with it.
Well, not really. Chrisley's actually just next thing I was going to talk about. Todd Chrisley and his wife, who I don't know her name, but the couple who last month, they were sentenced in November. They were sentenced in November to prison for fraud and tax crimes. I don't really know the extent. It sounded like really messy. Sounded really bad.
Yeah.
They both reported to their assigned prisons in Florida and Kentucky before the deadline, which was, I guess, Tuesday. Todd is getting 12 years in Pensacola. They're going to tear his ass up. They're waiting for him at the door. 12 years.
Oh, that's a bid. That's a proper bid. That's crazy.
He's literally going to be the queen of the scene and that jet's over for you.
That's a lot.
He might like it.
Might like it. He might vibe out. Who knows? He might be like, I'm finally home.
I know. I said it's crazy the other day. I was like, it's crazy in America. You got to be locked up to finally be free. That's messed up. That's so messed up. That fucking fucked up. I can't. They're going to tear his ass up, poor thing. Jonathan said they're going to be waiting at the door like a Looney Tunes cat. You know, when their eyeballs bulge out and the tongues roll out their mouth? They go, Oh my God. Good luck. Even if you do like dick, I can't imagine not having that much.
No, no, thank you. Keep it.
I was going to say something else about that. Oh, Jin Shah, I guess Jin Shah just, you know, got sentenced or whatever. Apparently. Yeah. See, I did an episode. Was it last week? It was the week before. I think it was last week. I did it with Angie. Are you watching Salt Lake City?
I've watched it like kind of here and there for this season.
Yeah. Angie K. I had her on here and we were talking and she was talking a lot. Shout out Angie K. So sweet. She was talking about all the backstory, the behind the scenes of what Jin Shah, like, you know, about her allegedly not paying for the party and what all this stuff. Apparently, Jin Shah listened to the episode, wasn't pleased.
Really?
Had someone reach out to Angie and all this stuff. That's what they said. I don't know.
I think she has bigger fish to fry.
I think you got bigger fish to fry, girl. Don't worry about all that. You talk about a party.
Prison. Girl. You're about to go to prison, girl.
The coach gave Angie K a check. It's done. What are you talking about? Focus on, but you know what? That's what Jen does, apparently, is just focus on everything except the problem at hand. I don't know.
Yes, that and cosplay as Black women. Them box braids, she is really obsessed with them.
Listen, I got one little thing to say, because this is the last I'm going to ever say about this woman, okay? Because y'all know I don't even really fuck with her on that show like that. Even before all this stuff, I've just kind of glide over her storylines. I don't really, you know, it's always given inauthentic to me. How do you, like, get sentenced, right? And you bring the two girls, obviously Heather Gay and her are good friends. Meredith and her, they had like some falling out. Meredith and her got back together for the show. I don't know. Why are those the two people that you bring with you, but not your mom, who literally like gave away her retirement fund so that you could like, if I was the mother, I'd be like, I would like to come and support you after I just paid for your, I can't. It doesn't make sense.
She's demonic. Her crimes are insane.
Yeah.
Like the stories of like the people that she scammed, it's just like terrible.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised that she treat her mama like that at all.
Yeah, at all.
She did not care about anybody but herself.
Also, like, I would want my kids there. Or I guess, I don't know.
But your mom is, yes, instead of like girls that you just started hanging out with 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Get it together. Yeah, fucking, I don't know. Salt Lake City is, it's an interesting show.
No. I will say, right as of right now, I've really been focusing on all of this talk about buccal fat removal.
Okay. Is that one of your obsessions?
It's one of my obsessions.
Okay, so guys, I wanted to start doing a thing, because obviously this is the B-list. So I think that from now on, I'm just going to ask people to bring a list. Like, so this is Jordan's list of her obsessions this month. What's going on in your mind right now? What are you vibing with? What's Jordan's list?
So far, my list is buccal fat removal. Okay.
And that's like here?
It's when it's supposed to like give you like higher cheekbones, like the appearance of higher cheekbones. Mm-hmm. But really, it just makes you look like a skeleton. It's terrifying. Yeah, no. Like, it's horrifying. And also, as you get older.
It looks like Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Ooh.
Ooh, no.
Somebody put a spell on him.
They really did. Bruce, what is it? Yeah.
Somebody put a hex bag in his. Somebody fucked him.
Can I stop you just for a second? Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Give me just 1 second. We have a special guest coming in the house. Jonathan Lawhorn has just shown up. The doorbell just rang.
Oh, sorry. The doorbell rang. I just showed up because I do what I want.
I can't. I'm so happy you're here. We're catching up just like it's house party. I knew Jordan would. Wow, we just ambushed Jordan, didn't we? Jordan was just telling us, she was giving us Jordan's list. We're talking about buccal fat. Buccal fat?
Buccal fat reduction. Removal.
Yeah, removal.
It's fucked. But when you get to a certain age, you actually want the fat.
That's what keeps you looking young.
Right.
Mm-mm. And all these people look horrifying. Like the Lea Michele pictures look crazy.
It's terrible. I hate it.
I hate her too.
So
I hate her. She's not a nice person, and she looks terrible.
Maybe she couldn't read what it was really about. Maybe they gave her like a little rundown of what it is.
The rumors of Lea Michele not knowing how to read is one of my favorite things to come out of the internet.
She has not ever beaten the illiterate allegations.
She has not beaten the allegations, and I don't think she will.
Professional dummy. Like,
I fucking can't.
No.
Okay, so let me tell you one of my obsessions right now.
Okay.
Ice Spice's new EP. Shut up, dummy.
I'm so sick of her. I can't.
Her flow is like fun.
I think that she's fun, but I feel like her flow is just very.
I like this.
She's junky. She's tripping over her tongue. I can't do it. She's cute.
I don't hate her, so I'm not mad if she's like winning. You know what I'm saying?
Wrong really timing. Cute. If this whole thing had come out, if her whole thing had come out in the spring, summer, fuck out of it. Because you don't care about anything at all. And
you just want a good beat.
Yeah, that's
it. You just want a good beat.
Right. I mean, I also just want the light skins to fight, so it's Lotto for me. So I'm team Lotto. Yes.
Oh my God.
No.
I cannot. Jonathan, what is your
obsession?
There are
too many of y'all. Y'all need to fight it out. We not listening to all of y'all. Like, it's just not happening. Like,
I'm a Mariah Carey earned her spot, so she's good.
She's here to stay.
Yeah. Like, there's way too many. I need you bitches to, like, duke it out and we can pick. Like, I'm good.
Sweetie's losing, so.
Sweetie's lost. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Is she in the game?
Yeah. That part. Yeah.
That part.
He needs a cooking show, though. You know, guys, I've always loved a Sweetie cooking moment. Her and Drea would fight it out in the kitchen.
Her and Drea should fight it out, yeah.
In the kitchen.
Burn old house down. Dry-ass kitchen. Oh, my God.
Stomach virus. No. Nobody eating that.
Jay, what's on Jay's list?
Wait, of my three favorite things?
Yeah, something you're obsessed with right now.
Something I'm obsessed with right now. Prison TikTok.
Ooh. I love Prison TikTok.
Who gave y'all these phones?
I love it so much.
Jordan, isn't it? It's it to me.
Oh, I've seen it.
They know all the dancing. They also have like a cooking show. Sometimes they're showing you how they make all their favorite snacks.
But why do the rooms look like actual apartment bedrooms?
No, it's like they're furnished.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Yes, it's like sleepaway.
Kind of hits.
I love.
Let me catch Todd Chrisley in the background of one of them little TikToks making someone's bed. Yeah.
They're all in there and they're fine. All of them are fine.
Yes.
Like it's too much.
Yes, this is true. This is true.
Wait, what y'all think Todd Chrisley's nickname is in prison? Chrissy, what y'all think it is?
Cracker Coochie.
Bye. Bye. Jordan, what's your next one?
I would say my other obsession is Parisha Please.
Yes, I was going to put that as mine.
The new episode with Trina is really good.
She likes
good.
To be peed on.
She likes to get pissed on. That's crazy.
She's dated billionaires,
The FBI couldn't have got that out of me.
I'm taking that to the grave.
I'm not going to hate on her because billionaire piss is probably different.
Yes.
Billionaire piss might hit different.
They all have gout, so is it better?
I would smash Diddy. Like, I would. Like, I don't care.
Wow.
I would. I'm sorry.
He's a good-looking man. Like,
he's not ugly.
I see that. He's not ugly, and he's got money.
Such a hater.
He's tricking on her.
I'm being fake as fuck. I would totally smash Diddy.
No, you would. I'm sure you said it on this podcast before.
I may have told him before. I don't know.
Mace, too. Remember Mace? Mm.
No. You ain't got no money.
That's true. That part.
That never stopped. Oh, never mind. My next discussion is like we were going to talk about Nicole waking up this season. Everyone say thank you, Larsa.
Oh, yes. I just watched this most recent episode.
It's so fucking good. Oh my God. So I mean, I'm not mad at her performance up until now because she's just been sitting in the cut waiting for someone to say something. But then she poked Larsa, and then you know what you get when you poke Larsa. You're like, oh, why are you so mean to me? Why are you sleeping with every doctor in your hospital?
It's like, I mean, Larsa looks goofy when she's dealing with Nicole. Otherwise, I check
her. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. The whole smoke for Nicole makes no sense to me. It's like, are you impressed really for this woman? Like, it's weird.
I think she's jealous of her life.
I think she is too.
Yeah,
it shows. Of her life. Yeah.
I think they all are. Alexia definitely is.
Oh, yeah.
I would be too.
It's getting weird. It's getting weird the way she comes for Nicole at every chance.
It's weird. I'm like, go back to that Trump household and sit down somewhere. Like, that's too much.
What it is with Alexia, though, I think that she has been doing this show as like the longest, right? I mean,
yeah,
one of the longest episodes. So she's got it in her head that to stay on camera and to be in every episode, you need to inject yourself into every conversation and have an opinion. Bitch, I need you to just shut up sometimes and sit in the cut and just shut up.
Yeah.
It's not our business.
She ain't gonna do that because she's a star, remember?
Yes, girl. I'm a star. Girl, bye.
You're too old to be acting like this. That's weird.
It's weird.
Between her and Adriana fighting, I was kind of on Adriana's side. And this is the first time I've really started riding with Adriana since
Adriana had point. Alexia looks crazy as fuck to me. Like, I love her. Yes. Like, you look stupid. Like,
okay, girl. But the looks are eating. She's stunning. And she's always
titties sitting.
Flawless.
Yes.
I'm always going to love her. It's the same way that I love like Teresa Giudice. Like,
no,
you
it's the same.
Are
the
a
same
individual, but I'm obsessed.
Yes, obsessed.
Jay, what's another obsession of yours? Do you have anything on the radio?
Okay, so prison TikTok. Then what's that? The fact that I just admitted that too.
Yes. And it was just like off top.
Off the roll of your, off the rolled off your tongue, bitch. Oh my God.
It's going right off top. You really meant that shit.
Oh my God.
Like my other favorite thing, this is gonna sound so hateful, but I already know B go be with me.
What?
How quickly the gays packed up that reality show and got it the fuck up out of here.
We just talked about it.
We just talked about it.
Show is on in about 1 hour and 10 minutes, and they don't know what's about to come for them. I think they really thought, ooh, we film it, it's gonna be so cute. Y'all didn't really understand how this is gonna go down. Because the gays, one thing about us, when we're not feeling it, bitch, we're not feeling it. And nothing on this fucking God's green earth is going to make us turn it around now. Because those comment sections, baby,
brutal.
They were not on your side. They were
no.
Y'all, they united every corner of the community. Bitches who don't even like each other. Like the black gays are rocking white gays. We're all linked being like, fuck this show. This shit is whack. Like nobody wants to see this shit.
If we could coalesce and unify the same way that we do when we all hate something, we would run this fucking world. We're just like women. Girl, women the same way. But you know what? At least they give women, like, y'all have that, like you get, like, Love and Hip Hop. You get, like, all these shows. Yes. And people are like, oh, that's a shitty example. But it's like, but at least they have, like, volumes of types of, like, types of shitty women, right? Like, you get, like, a Teresa Gigi. Real, like, this gay show, it's not enough of that. We got 5 of them, and this can't be enough. So, but you know what? If there were, like, 10 of this show, maybe there would be space, because then you could be like, okay, some of them are better than the others. We're not allowed the space to be like that. There's too few of us. So, hey, I don't know. We ain't never going.
And I don't like any of y'all. I don't like any of y'all in real life. So, it's like, I'm not interested in watching any of you bitches on TV. So, it's like...
I can't wait to come to LA and visit at West Hollywood and just start running up on these people. I don't know. Jay's going out tonight. He's going to run up on some of these people after the premiere.
I'm indoors now. I'm good.
Oh, now you're
everybody's,
indoors?
Because everybody's sick here. It's weird. I can't. Oh. Some happening. Some in the air here.
Jordan, what's next on Jordan's list?
I don't know if you've seen it, but all those videos, Jessica Simpson hitting the same wrong note. Nope.
Yes.
For 10 years.
Find the key.
She unhinged her jaw to hit the exact wrong note.
Wrong.
And thought she ate. There's several videos where she's looking at the audience like, watch this.
Yeah, she's so smelling her pee-pee. She's so fucking pleased with herself. She's like, check this out.
She's like, check this out. Breath. Oh, wow.
Not too much on Jessica. Not too much on Jessica.
That's his girl, Jay. Jordan, that's his girl. I forget.
Girl.
Okay, but the one thing about me and Jay, we're fake ass bitches. The bitch can't sing like that. Public Affair is one of the best songs of the 2000s.
Iconic.
Pop song. That is an iconic song. That is an iconic song.
Public Affair always hits. Yes. Always do it.
I mean, even Jessica hitting that wrong note, she's still the only, but even with that, Alicia Keys still is flatter, so good.
Yeah.
That's fair. She can't even get that volume either. At least Jessica's giving us volume.
She's giving, right.
So, she's giving volume.
And looks.
And looks.
Wow. You went there.
No, not the physical appearance. I'm saying the look. She had the candies line. She had all the Jessica jean Simpson vests. Yeah, she had the fashion lines.
She had like it was the extensions.
Alicia didn't really have like a look. You couldn't like do Alicia Keys at
Well, nobody trying to do her. She a homewrecker. So like we good.
Thank you. Yes, yeah, well, that's exactly.
True. That's true. Swiss Beats.
For that. Ooh.
Ugh. 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 Lizard. Thank you. My obsession right now is it being spring soon because it is being so fucking warm outside lately. There's 5 p.m. sunsets back in New York City. Yeah. It's not going to be setting earlier than 5 p.m. until November in the year. So I'm already looking at making summer plans. I'm looking at summer wardrobes. Oh. I'm already ready to be outside.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I think by March, we're going to be fully good to go.
I think end of March will be like proper spring. Yeah. Like still like little light jacket. I'm ready because I'm trying to be outside. Right now, I'm not going anywhere. It's January. It's cold and there's nothing to do and I need to sit my ass in the house. But when spring comes, like I'm trying to be outside. So I am happy that it's kind of nice out. Like it's just been kind of like rainy.
A bunch of gay friends of mine went to Aspen this week. I guess they have like Aspen Gay Week or something. Why would you go skiing in the winter? Like that doesn't like on vacation. Like I only have certain weeks for work like that I could
I'm not paying to be cold.
No, right. I want to lay on the fucking beach and be drunk and fuck. Like, what are you talking about?
I'm trying to have my ass out. No.
I already know it's this. I'm like, who in Aspen? Like, not us.
Not us.
Not us.
I'm not paying to go on a vacation so I can get racially profiled in every store I go into. I'm not interested. there's no point.
You could do that in LA.
No, thank you. I could do that at home.
Right. Yeah.
Listen, I want to continue this conversation over on the B side. You guys can subscribe to the BNJ. There's so much more to talk about, you guys. We haven't even gotten into Miami. And I know. We're about to cut up. NJ is going to tell us some more of his list, you guys. Go to patreon.com/theBList to subscribe. You can get this episode. And I believe, you can get those other episodes. And then I have some fun guests coming up this month, too. So, something about New Jersey, too, because New Jersey's premiering this month. Y'all tell the people where to follow y'all on social media. Do you care, Jordan? Do you want people to follow you? Jay don't like when people follow them.
They already know.
I don't really care. It's fine. Yeah. I don't care, but my Instagram is Jordly_. So
y'all know where to find me.
Yeah.
Y'all know where I'm at. Leave me alone.
I don't got it. Y'all head over to the B side. Let's have the conversation there. Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.